Hey, Dad. There we go. Happy birthday. How are you? Hey, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. I needed to get that birthday greeting out to my dad right away because otherwise I would forget. And on the chance that he listened to tonight's show and I didn't wish him a happy 72nd birthday, why, that would be it. I would be written right out of the will. So happy birthday, Dad. And hey, truth seekers from coast to coast and around the globe, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. No, I am not Mike Malloy. I am Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. Yes, your friendly citizen, investigative troublemaker, journalist, blogger, muckraker, all-around swell fellow, broadcasting live once again from the left coast out here in Los Angeles, beautiful downtown Burbank, at the lovely studios of K-Talk AM 1150, here with you all night long and for the balance of the week, as the Malloys are still out and about cruising the Caribbean. There they are. Yes, they're cruising the Caribbean, enjoying their progressive cruise with a bunch of our friends, Hal Sparks, Carrie Harrison, Bobby Kennedy, David Bender. Were we invited? No. That's right. They're making their baby happy on the progressive cruise. So hope they're having a good time. They will be back next Monday, hopefully feeling good with their sea legs back or whatever, however that goes. Until then, you got me. I'm delighted you can be with us here tonight. We've got another big show after last night's big show, and it was a big show. If you didn't hear it, we've got the archives up at bradblog.com. Don't listen now because we've got three more hours ahead, but, you know, find the time to listen later. It was a hell of a show. We're going to be talking about that show and about a lot of the things we talked about yesterday some more today. But you can check that out at bradblog.com, where we have the archives. Or if you're smart, you can listen to the much higher quality version over at the Malloy podcast site over at mikemalloy.com. If you're not a Mike Malloy podcast subscriber, you should be, because you need to support independent, progressive media like Mike Malloy, who allows me to come in and sit down and talk to you whenever he's out and about having fun on the high seas. So that's okay, Tony. We'll play later. Our phone number tonight is 877-520-1150. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you would like to join the convoy, yeah, I'm talking to you out there, Will, wherever you may be down in Tennessee. We're probably going to be talking about you tonight as well. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. You should also drop by to the tremendous chat room going on over at the blog, over at bradblog.com. Go to the top item there, click through. You'll figure out how to get in. It is once again being hosted by Desi Doyen. And I do think 4Earth has finally gotten in there. She's helping us out again tonight. She's our great friend. God love you, 4Earth. And so a lot of great discussion going on there, as there was last night in the chat room. And I actually pulled some material out of the chat room to hopefully talk about tonight, because there was some really, really brilliant ideas, some great ideas, some great discussion about what was going on the show last night. Frankly, what was going on, what is going on in this country right now, and what the hell we are going to do about it. You know, I spend a lot of time whenever I'm lucky enough to come in and sit in for Mike thinking about, well, what are we going to talk about? It's always about accountability. It's about the big ticket items. It's about what the hell are we going to do about the big ticket items? Election reform, media reform, saving the planet, assuring equal protection under the law, assuring that there is accountability for lawbreakers out there. Who was that, me? That wasn't, all right. that wasn't me. Assuring that, you know, we get that the corporations that are taking this country down, that we have somehow insanely granted this notion of corporate personhood to. Get the corporations the hell out of our democracy. These big ticket items that I talk about, that I cover at the Brad blog, that I, you know, like to come on here and talk about, like to figure out what the hell we're going to do about it. How do we get real change in this country? Not platitudes, not more corporatism, but real change. How do we put the people first? How do we put the people before profits? That's no easy feat. You know, you had Obama in there talking to the U.S. Chamber, and that's fine. He could talk to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Yes, they're horrible people who, frankly, hate America. They're, you know, a right-wing lobbying group. I don't care if he goes in and talks to them. That's politics. But he was in there, you know, pleading with them, begging them, please, please, you know, take some responsibility. Help us out with American jobs. They're not going to help him out. Not as long as these corporations have a legal fiduciary duty to their shareholders to turn the best profit they can. Period. Period. That's it. So what do we do about that? Well, we're going to talk about that a lot tonight, I suspect. We're going to be talking about that and much more with John Fugelsang. He'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. If you don't know John, well, pay attention. John Fugelsang, a comedian, actor, performer, a great Twitterer, in my opinion, a philosopher. He sits in with Stephanie Miller quite a lot in this very studio from where we are broadcasting tonight. He'll be joining us in the second hour to talk about these big ideas as well. All right, I'm going to get to that, some of that in a moment. Well, this all ties together. And you can Twitter us as well, I should say, at the Brad Blog. That's where I am. If you want to Twitter me, I would love to hear from you. Okay, so last night I opened the show the show with some breaking news. Some breaking news about Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the fact that she had hidden 20 years of hundreds of thousands, perhaps $1 million that she had received from Acorn. She didn't include it on her financial disclosure forms, and I called for her prosecution and her impeachment and everything else. And, of course, then I quickly made clear that it wasn't really Ruth Bader Ginsburg and it wasn't Acorn. It was Clarence Thomas. And it was the Heritage Foundation. And it was his wife's right-wing Tea Party group, Liberty Coalition, who had been taking hundreds of thousands of dollars. His wife, Virginia, was getting all of this money. And Clarence Thomas hadn't been reporting it on his financial disclosure forms. The disclosure forms that people coming before the Supreme Court would look at to determine who needs to be recused from a case. Well, Clarence Thomas clearly needed to be recused from the Citizens United case, which was decided in favor of the corporations, which allowed millions of dollars to flow into these groups like Heritage Foundation, which Ginny Thomas worked for, groups like the Liberty Coalition, which Ginny Thomas formed. And the reason I pointed to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and drew out that picture was to, you know, to explain how it is that had this been a Democratic nominee, the right-wing media in this country, which is to say at least 91% of it, would have been going on around the clock about this because, in fact, it's a crime. It's a crime punishable by a year in jail. for each such instance. $50,000 for each such instance. It's a serious crime. And yet it is being completely ignored by the media, and it wouldn't be, I argued, if it was a Democrat or a Democratic appointee in any case. Well, we've got some additional news tonight about Justice Thomas and about that case. I'll get to that in a moment, but it was some people didn't get the joke, or they did get it and they were angry at me for it. I got a Twitter last night from Maria Westwind. She said, the Brad blog, your little prank besmirching the name of Ruth Bader Ginsburg wasn't funny. What the hell does Mike Malloy see in you anyway? Well... Oh, well, you know, there you go. I guess she didn't get the joke. It wasn't really a joke, though. It was to make a point. I'm happy to say the truth seekers over at Democratic Underground, who also listen along every night, they seem to get it. Cascadians said Brad's play on saying Bader Ginsburg was guilty of Thomas's crimes was genius. Cascadians went on to say, now, mind you, I don't want Ms. Ginsburg to have had any ethical breakdowns and have that sort of crime hanging over her head. However, let's just suppose for a moment that both Ginsburg and Thomas were guilty of equivalent crimes like this. What would Limbaugh and Beck do? And then Cascadians went on to draw out the difference and how these two issues would be handled so differently. Completely differently. And they are being handled completely differently. Because in this case, it's a bunch of Democrats who need to step up. It's Democrats in Congress. It's the media, who is only going to step up to fight against right-wingers, of course. It's the Democratic-run Department of Justice. They need to take action. Are they taking action? No, they're not. At least not that we know of. I wish they would. Well, the Democrats in the House did take a little bit of action. Yes, they penned a sternly written letter. We're going to get to that sternly written letter after this break, and I will let you know what they are doing, what small steps they are doing, and how they could use some encouragement from you to demand accountability. And then we're going to broaden out and talk about the bigger picture, the bigger scam, that we need to do something about. Yes, fire up the convoy, ladies and gentlemen. Start your engines. Brad Friedman in all night for Mike Malloy. A big, big show straight ahead. Hope you'll stay with us. Taking that time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back down. Hope you won't back down either from the things that matter. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy tonight on the Mike Malloy Show. Brad of bradblog.com. All right, before we get on to the broader topic, I want to get back to what the House Democrat... Oh, and by the way, yeah, I know Christopher Lee, he resigned. Republican, New York Republican, resigned because he was trying to pick up chicks over on Craigslist. And you know what? I don't care. Okay, but maybe you do. We'll talk about that later. You know, those are like shiny objects. Those are small things. They don't matter. These are the big things that matter. The fact that you've got a Supreme Court justice who has made a decision in the Citizens United case, which is going to affect this nation for decades, make it literally impossible for you to have your voice heard in a democracy on Election Day because you are going to be drowned out by millions and millions of dollars in corporate money. Thanks to Clarence Thomas as the fifth decision, a 5-4 decision in the Citizens United case. And what did Clarence Thomas stand to gain from that decision? Well, he stood to make a whole lot of money, at least the corporations that he was involved with, that his wife was getting a salary from, that he didn't tell any about, stood to make a whole hell of a lot of money. And he didn't tell anybody, and it was a crime. So, what is anybody doing about it, other than me? Other than Nancy Goldstein yesterday over at Alternet wrote an article about it. I laid out what was illegal about it, what the actual law was, the fact that he should have known. Well, we've got some folks in the House who are doing a little something about it. Today, 74 House Democrats have signed a letter to Clarence Thomas asking the Supreme Court Justice to recuse himself from any deliberations on the constitutionality of the national health care overhaul, arguing that his wife's work as a lobbyist creates, quote, the appearance of a conflict of interest. Oh, do you think? The move is the latest indication that the court battle over the health care law's constitutionality, which is expected to be ultimately decided by the Supreme Court, has already become a political tete-a-tete, tit-for-tat. There you go. This is in the Washington Post today. The House Democrats, their letter follows a suggestion made by Senator Orrin Hatch last week that Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan should recuse herself from any consideration of the health care law's constitutionality because of her previous position as U.S. Solicitor General under Barack Obama. I think that Kagan, who was the Solicitor General at the time this was all done, probably should recuse herself, Hatch told Fox News last week. So, yeah, they get in front of these things, these Republicans. They want her to recuse herself just for having served as Barack Obama's Solicitor General. Well, what about Clarence Thomas, who was meeting in secret with these right-wingers, Koch Foundation, was having secret meetings along, by the way, with Antonin Scalia? So they want him to recuse himself from national health care. Well, what about Citizens United? Shouldn't that decision be vacated? That's what Common Cause has argued. That's what Bob Edgar argued last night, president of Common Cause, when he was on with us last night. Yeah, I think he should. And you can read the letter over at Washington Post, signed by 74 House Democrats, asking Clarence Thomas to recuse himself from the case. But if you ask me, that's not good enough. There needs to be criminal charges, at least an investigation against Thomas. There needs to be impeachment hearings. If not now, because it's a Republican House, then in 212. It should be a campaign issue. If you agree, go over to commoncause.org, sign their letters. Go over to protectourelections.org, sign those petitions. Protectourelections.org. A whole bunch more straight ahead. Yes, please. Please, someone change the world. I realize we can't do it with this rinky-dinky radio program, but that won't keep us from trying, and that won't keep you from organizing, putting your brains together, and figuring out what the hell to do. Just before the break, I hit the clock hard there. I was encouraging you to go over to commoncause.org and sign on to their letter calling for the DOJ to look into vacating the Citizens United case, and to protectourelections.org, and signed the petition to Eric Holder asking him to bring criminal charges against Clarence Thomas. And because I believe in disclosure, I'm happy and proud to say that protectourelections.org is a campaign of velvetrevolution.us, which is co-founded by The Brad Blog, and that is I, Brad Friedman, of The Brad Blog. And there you go. Full disclosure, unlike Clarence Thomas, I actually believe in it. Last night, as we were talking about all of these things throughout the night, and about corporate personhood, and about all of these various outrages, we received a call Near the end of the night, which was great, and I put it up from Will in Tennessee. I put it up at Bradblog today. Maybe we'll play it a little bit later. But he was a truck driver, and he said that we had awakened the sleeper, at least in him, and that he would love to see a convoy heading into Washington, D.C., tying up that city and demanding things get set straight. It was the best idea I had heard in a long time, frankly. And we were immediately contacted by somebody in the chat room over at bradblog.com, which is up and rolling right now. Hope you'll jump in. Another trucker who said he was on board. Then we got somebody contacted me on the Twitters at the Bradblog is our Twitter handle. And said that he was a trucker. He had been awakened, and as had others. So if you're a trucker out there tonight, if your CB radio is still working tonight, let the other truckers know that we're on the air, that we're on satellite radio, Sirius, channel 146, I think. Does that sound right? Oh, I should check. I should know, shouldn't I? Here, let's find out. Here we go. Yes, Sirius, channel 146, XM 167. Spread the word. Let's see if we can get this country together and start focusing on the things that matter. And to that end, this morning I listened to the podcast of yesterday's Rachel Maddow show, and I was delighted, delighted to see her finally talking about something that I have been talking about for Lord knows how long. This notion, this fake notion that these people on the right who call themselves conservative, the notion that they are conservative in any way, shape, or form, they're just not. They claim they believe in liberty and freedom and the Constitution. No, they don't. No, they believe in corporatism. And as bad, they believe in a big government. So Republicans are out there believing in big government, telling you they believe in small government, but they're doing nothing but pushing for big government wherever they are in power. This is the lie. This is the big scam. The fact that you can have these guys go on the radio, on our public airwaves over and over again, talk about the Constitution, talk about the rule of law, talk about small government, and they don't mean it. If they meant it, if they cared about big government, they would have shut down the Patriot Act long ago. If they cared about the Constitution, the Patriot Act never would have moved forward. So I was delighted, delighted to see yesterday during the show, the House voted last night. Let's see, 24 Tea Party-backed Republican freshmen ended up joining with the majority of the Democrats, hallelujah, in voting against the extension of the Patriot Act. Now, the measure still received a majority, 277 votes, Republicans to 148 Democrats and Tea Party-backed Republicans. But because the Republican leadership is just so unbelievably inept, they put this thing up under rules that allow it to pass without debate, presuming it gets it has to get two-thirds approval. And they do this for non-controversial measures. And they consider this non-controversial despite the fact that the Patriot Act, you know, just destroys the Constitution. Search and seizure, forget about it. Equal justice under the law, due process, habeas corpus. All of this stuff is thrown out the window with the Patriot Act. Well, there are some people, apparently, in the Tea Party who actually, it turns out, believe in the Constitution. Yes, fealty to the Constitution and the rule of law is used by the liars who have funded and fueled the Tea Party. They don't actually mean it. Rush Limbaugh, he doesn't actually mean it when he calls for rule of law and smaller government. That's just a trick. It was a trick to get folks outraged so they could get so mad they would go in and elect Republicans, and that's what they did. But there are some people, apparently, in the Tea Party movement who actually believe in the Constitution, who actually joined guys like Dennis Kucinich, who called on them to stand up for civil liberties yesterday, and they did. They answered that call. Now, the Tea Party extension will probably pass when they do it under regular rules. They're looking at an extension of 1 year. Barack Obama, by the way, wants it extended for 3 years. There's your far-left liberalism, right? No. The real conservatives, who are they? They're guys, frankly, like Russ Feingold, who was run out of the Senate. He was the one, who, the only one in the Senate, who stood up against the Patriot Act when it first came up. Said, no, this is an attack on our civil liberties. This is an attack on our Constitution. Dennis Kucinich did the same. But these right-wingers are so good at what they do, and they have so much control over our public airwaves, they're able to convince America that up is down, and down is up, and left is right. And conservatism is actually somehow liberalism. No, it's not. And by the way, progressivism is not liberalism either. You can be a conservative progressive, much as you can be a liberal progressive. Don't forget Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican, and he founded the Progressive Party. He was also the trust buster. He broke up the corporations that got too big to fail. He set up the national park system to set aside our precious resources. Progressivism is not the opposite of conservatism. It's time that progressives take back the mantle of conservatism, frankly. And that's what Rachel was talking about last night. I was delighted to hear it. Because the Republicans are not about small government. They're not about conservatism. Most of them love the Patriot Act, despite what it does to the Constitution. Most of them want to outlaw same-sex marriage, despite the fact the Constitution requires equal protection under the law for everyone. They want big government to reach into your church and say, no, you can't get married to whoever you want to get married to. They support the torturing of citizens without habeas corpus rights, without due process. They want to target U.S. citizens for assassination. So does Barack Obama, by the way. The ultimate big government act, the death penalty. They want the government to be in the business of killing citizens. You can't get any more big government than that. Freedom of speech? They don't believe in freedom of speech. Remember when Cindy Sheehan got arrested for wearing a T-shirt? Talking about the Iraq war at the State of the Union, for Christ's sake? They want to kill Julian Assange, a journalist? They want to kill him, target him as a terrorist? So does Vice President Joe Biden, by the way, called Julian Assange a terrorist. They don't believe in balanced budgets. They say they do, but they every time they get in the power, they blow the deficit out of the water. Ronald Reagan did it. George Bush Jr. did it. They don't believe in fiscal conservatism. And now, of course, after saying they were running on jobs in the economy and anything else they needed to say and restoring the Constitution to this crazy left-wing liberal gone mad, this crazy Kenyan Barack Obama, they had to be get our country back, put us in power, and we'll restore the Constitution and fiscal conservatism and everything else. Lies. What are they doing? They're passing bills, or they're trying to pass bills limiting a woman's right to choose, to have an abortion. Yes, they want big government between you and your doctor. I mean, that's not conservatism. That's not small government. That is the big lie. That's the big lie, and they have tricked a lot of otherwise well-meaning people into believing in that lie. A lot of good folks, frankly, in that Tea Party who were able to come out and stand up and demand, the Constitution. Well, the Tea Party actually started 2 years earlier before Barack Obama was elected, back when Ron Paul and his people were out there having tea parties demanding accountability for George Bush, for his torture, for lies about foreign wars. Talk about big governments. So there are people out there who get it. Not the corporations who created this phony Tea Party. And by the way, I do not believe in everything. I do not agree with Ron Paul on everything. There's many things I disagree with. But when it comes to standing up for the Constitution, for accountability, for rule of law, for, yes, conservatism, the real one, not the fake one, not the George Bush conservatism, but the real one, keeping big government out of our private lives, yeah, I'm right on board, sign me up. And if more people could hear this, could hear Rachel Maddow last night, could hear what I'm saying tonight, you know what? It wouldn't be that difficult to get that convoy rolling into D.C. to demand torturers are held accountable, to demand that people who lied us into war are held accountable. Well, when we come back from this break, we'll play some interesting audio to prove the point that Rachel talked about last night, that I've been trying to talk about for years. Folks, don't let them snow you. Don't let them snow you. Those of you who are out there standing up for the Constitution, believing in the rule of law, calling for accountability for these criminals, you are the conservatives. You're the progressive conservatives. And it's time we begin unwinding their big lie. I'm Brad Friedman, in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man. I spell M. Two minutes after the hour, Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. John Fugelsang will be joining us in the next hour, again, talking about these big picture items, awakening the sleeper, as Will put it in Will the Trucker from down in Tennessee, who wants to fire up the convoy. Me too, Tim. Will, I'm confused with the chat room. Stop by the chat room where Tim from Los Angeles is in the bradblog.com chat room. Will said alluded to the movie David Lynch's Sleeper and said Sleeper Dune. Man, see how worked up I am. David Lynch's Dune and talked about awaking the sleeper. There you go. Well, a lot of the people who are sleeping, they're not sleeping. They've been fooled. They've been tricked. They've been hoaxed. By Fox News, by Rush Limbaugh, by the rest of the gang, the liars out there who, told them they believed in small government conservatism. They don't believe in conservatism at all. They believe in corporatism. Corporatism. They don't believe in small government. They believe in big government. They want to reach into your bedrooms. They want to come between you and your doctors. So Rachel Maddow was on this beat last night and on the fake conservatism out there, and I'm just delighted because that is the big lie. She pointed to a case up in Wyoming where you've got, once again, these right-wingers, not conservatives, but right-wingers up there pushing yet another anti-abortion bill, anti-choice bill, to make it harder and harder for women to have medical care. Well, finally, we saw at the end of last month, a couple of Republicans who stood up and said no to this Republican bill in this Republican House, heavily majority Republican House up there in Wyoming. And it was great to hear because they were calling for real conservative values, not the fake ones, but the real ones. So you're going to hear Rachel Maddow introduce this piece. It was an exclusive that she had with two different Republicans from Wyoming speaking out against the Republican anti-abortion bill.
So listen to this. This happened recently. This happened late last month in the state house in Wyoming. Here is a Republican argument against a Republican anti-abortion measure. Listen.
When I go to the doctor, it is the most private thing you can imagine. I want myself, I want my husband, and I want my doctor there. And I don't want any government. What this bill does is say that as a woman, that I'm not smart enough to know the decision that I'm making. That somehow the state is required in this particular decision where they are required in no other medical decision. The doctors don't need to be told by us, and we don't even know what the heck we're talking about. We don't even know what's in the statutes. All I'm asking is we keep government where it should be, and that's out of the doctor's office.
Keep government where it should be, out of the doctor's office. Thank you, State Rep. Lisa Shepperson from Wyoming and State Rep. Sue Wallace. There was another clip. I won't have time to play it here before the top of the hour. Maybe I'll get to it later in the show. Or you can go by the MSNBC website and hear this. Sue Wallace had to make the difficult decision of getting an abortion herself some years ago under very difficult circumstances. And she says, get the government, the big government Republicans, the big government liberal Republicans, the hell out of my doctor's office. You know, if the majority of Americans out there, if the truckers out there could hear the truth over our public airwaves, could hear the truth about what real progressives believe in, they'd find out. They'd all find out. We are on their side, man. We are on your side, America. You are on our side, America. There's a lot of liars out there telling you that progressivism is what it isn't. We're on your side, America, and it's about time that we reach out to some of these folks who have been lied to in the Tea Party and help them understand the truth. And stop looking at the shiny objects and stop looking at Sarah Palin said this or that. Let's look at the things that matter. Accountability, the Constitution, the good of this planet, privacy, the rule of law, all of the above. John Fugelsang is going to join us next. Brad, in for Mike Malloy.